For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. At least 25 people have died and more than 100 people are unaccounted for as major wildfires continue to burn in California. CAL FIRE Chief Ken Pimlott has an update on what firefighters are expecting from the weather.
We are looking at dry conditions through at least the end of next week and into next weekend. Even when the wind, forecasted wind subsides as forecasted towards the middle of this week, we are still looking at very low humidities, very dry conditions, vegetation that is critically dry from all summer. So the fire conditions will continue to exist until we get some sort of appreciable rainfall or precipitation to change that.
Governor Jerry Brown says billions of dollars will eventually be needed to adapt to climate change, but victims of the fire need immediate relief. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The Senate's top Democrat says the FAA is dragging its feet on a congressional directive. And from Washington, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Senator Chuck Schumer says the FAA is not moving quickly enough to roll out a plan to stop airlines from continuing to shrink passenger seats. And Schumer says federal officials should be doing more to comply with a law that was passed in September that is supposed to establish minimum seat size standards for airplanes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There's a new number one at the box office this weekend, Dr. Seuss's The Grinch. Overpowered last weekend's winner, Bohemian Rhapsody, the biopic about Queen. Number three is Overlord. Number four, The Nutcracker and the Four Realms. Number five, The Girl in the Spider's Web, a new dragon tattoo story. And A Star is Born, dropping down to number six. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The price of a gallon of gas continues to drop around the nation, and now four states have at least one station selling it at $1.99 a gallon. With more, here's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the national average has fallen to $2.68 per gallon. That reflects the savings of millions of dollars.
Americans are shelling out nearly $100 million per day less on gasoline than they did in early October. That's because the national average is down about 23.5 cents per gallon in the last month. It currently stands at $2.68 per gallon.
I'm John Clemens.
President Trump will bestow an honor on a king. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
It's one for the money, two for the show.
The king of rock and roll, that is President Trump has selected Elvis Presley as one of seven recipients of the Presidential Medal of Freedom this year. A White House statement says Elvis, quote, defined American culture to billions of adoring fans around the world by fusing gospel, country, and rhythm and blues to create a sound all his own. The other recipients include GOP Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah, the late baseball great Babe Ruth, and late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News,